so long, see you around. Seen all I want to see of this town. I'm out of town and I'm out of tears, out of my mind and I'm out of here. Who needs a heartache, baby? Who needs a pain? Who needs to hang around and take the blame? Who needs a woman to make him blue? Who needs you, baby? I do. Why are you wearing that negligee? Sure makes it hard to walk away. I gotta go, I can't take this abuse. Why are you smiling, but I lie to you? Who needs a heartache, baby? Who needs the pain? Who needs to hang around and take the blame? Who needs a woman to make him blue? Who needs you, baby? I do. My head full of doubts. Tell me just what you think you got. I can't live without. Who needs a heartache, baby? Who needs the pain? Who needs to hang around and take the blame? Who needs a woman to make him blue? Who needs you, baby?
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Israel's full cabinet signed off on the three-phase Gaza hostage release ceasefire deal. Phase one is supposed to start Sunday.
The release of the first hostages, 33 of them, are set to be freed over the next 6 weeks in exchange for hundreds of Palestinians that Israeli officials have imprisoned. There have been a lot of challenges in reaching this point, but this again is just the start of the first phase of this agreement. There are still several more phases.
ABC's Selena Wang. With much of the U.S. about to get a crippling blast of Arctic air, President-elect Trump ordered Monday's inauguration moved indoors under the Capitol Rotunda, the Capitol One Arena, to be open for a live viewing. The Biden administration announced that weight loss diabetes drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy are now on Medicare's list of medications whose prices to be negotiated directly with the pharmaceuticals. 25 medications now on the list. This is ABC News.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
The following is a presentation of WRDN Sports. Welcome to the Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com. Now, with today's Panther Preview, here is Brian Winnikens.
From Colfax High School, tonight, girls high school basketball. As Durand, Arkansas is at Colfax in a Dunn St. Croix matchup. This is the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. For the Lady Panthers, they are 11-2 overall, 5-1 in the Dunn St. Croix after their 69-32 win over Boyceville. Colfax 8-3 overall, 4-1 in the Dunn St. Croix after their 42-32 win over Mondovi. Emma Hoyt leads the Lady Panthers with 11 points a game in scoring, and rebound leader is Addison Auth with 6 rebounds a game. Jordan Bowe is the leading scorer for Colfax, 16 points a game, while Bryn Sakura is the leading rebounder with 6 rebounds per game. This is going to be a fun game tonight, to say the least. And coming up on the Advent Health Panther Preview, we're going to talk with Durand, Arkansas head coach Darren Lowenhagen about the win over Boyceville earlier this week and tonight's big game against Colfax. Coming up, we'll tell you who won where and who's playing where on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. That's next on the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. It's Durand Arkansas Girls Basketball on WRDN.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit adventhealth.com.
Welcome back to the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. As we get ready for tonight's Durand Arkansas Colfax girls basketball game, let's run down scores from last night on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. In boys basketball last night, Durand Arkansas defeats Spring Valley 43-41. Boyceville defeats Mondovi 38-33. Cannon Falls winners over Lake City 98-88. Elk Mound defeats Elmwood Plum City 64-43. Goodhue defeats Schaefer 75-48. Colfax wins over Glenwood City 68-62. Winona Cotter over Wapishaw Kellogg 56-50. And Eau Claire North defeats River Falls 61-60. Meanwhile, in girls basketball last night, Cochran Fountain City defeats Alma Pepin 53-47. Winona Cotter over Wabashaw Kellogg 56-26. Goodhue over Kaysen Manterville 72-70. Lake City over Cannon Falls 80-72. High school basketball tonight on the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. In boys basketball, in the Darrenland Conference, Alma Center Lincoln hosting Gilmanton Independence. Alma Pepin at Cochran Fountain City. Augusta plays at Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran. Middle Border Conference boys basketball tonight, Somerset over Altoona. Osceola hosting Barron. St. Croix Central is at Red Wing. Girls basketball tonight, along with the Durand-Arkansas-Colfax game, Plum City-Elmwood is at Glenwood City, Mondovi hosting Elk Mound, Boyceville travels to Spring Valley. Middle Border Conference girls hoops tonight, Somerset at Altoona, Amory hosting St. Croix Central, Prescott at Baldwin-Woodville, Osceola travels to Ellsworth. That's what's happening around the area tonight in high school sports. You can follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com. Coming up on the Advent Health Panther Preview, we're going to talk with Durand, Arkansas head coach Darren Lowenhagen about the win over Boyceville and tonight's huge game against Colfax. That's coming up next on the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. It's Durand, Arkansas girls basketball on WRDN.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole-person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
Welcome back to the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durant. Time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at AdventHealth.com as we get ready for tonight's Durant, Arkansas Colfax girls basketball game. Joining us right now, Durant, Arkansas head coach Darren Lowenhagen. Coach, first, a very nice win against Boyceville. You had a chance to take a look at the film. Were you pretty pleased with what you saw?
Yeah, I think we got good shots. Didn't finish. I think we need to finish a little bit better inside. And then obviously I think we shot maybe just a touch too many threes, but it was hard to argue with the threes that we took. I think if we're going to take that, I think we took 17 in the first half. And I think if we're going to take that many, we just got to make more than two. But we came out the second half and made eight in the second half and shot 12. So that's kind of where I think maybe if we just shoot 12 to 14 in that first half, then you're probably pretty pleased with where you were at the end of the game.
I know that there were times it seemed like they just those easy bunnies just weren't going in. You think there was a little frustration with the girls at some point, and that's why they started heaving the threes?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that when they play zone, I think you're going to get more threes. I think that's just natural. I thought we got good looks at three. I just think we probably got to finish a little bit better inside, whether it's creating contact, whether it's just focusing more on that shot. You know, I think that's maybe one thing that we tend to do a little bit too much of sometimes is miss some of those easy ones. And I think we just got to continue to kind of drill that out in practice. As coaches, we got to put them in scenarios in practice where they're taking closer shots and also having to do that with competition or physicality, so that way we can get into these big games and make them.
Well, tonight taking on Colfax doesn't really get any bigger than this. This rivalry is gone for as long as I've been here. It's actually just kind of grown over the years. What do you see in this Colfax team?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're like every other Colfax team. I think they play really, really good defense. I think they will make things difficult for you offensively. You're going to struggle to score. And just when you think they graduate somebody, they have another couple players that move in that start coming up the ranks that are playing a little bit better. So they never have a bad team, and they're always coached really well.
What do they like to do on defense? Are they still primarily a man?
Yeah, they're going to play a lot of man, a lot of pack, a lot of keeping you out of the lane, and then we just got to do a good job of obviously making the shots when we get them, and then when you do get some of those looks inside, you got to make them.
And they've also liked to do a lot of that half court press, or they like to do a lot of trapping and make you feel uncomfortable. Is that the same MO?
Yeah, I think that a lot of times that's kind of a end of the game scenario or a before half. They'll throw some of those things at us. Sometimes they do a little bit of pressing where they're up the full length of the court, but once they get it in, they kind of just play man from there. And they'll do some of that too, I think. I think all that kind of dictates by the score and where they're at in the game.
Talking with Durand, Arkansas head coach Darren Lowenhagen as we get ready for tonight's Durand, Arkansas Colfax girls basketball game. So offensively, I think it's number 12 is their leading scorer, and I think she's averaging like 16 a game. I mean, wow.
Yeah, they got two good guards. Both of them can score it. Both of those, they both shoot it well. They both like to attack the rim. They kind of thrive in getting those second opportunities on a rebound or a kick out. But they got other good players too. You know, their starting five can all have a game in a night, so we really have to do a good job defending everybody.
Do they have that one person that's the big 3-point shooter? They all like to heave it up.
I think they'll all take them for sure. They shoot a lot of threes, and so do we. So we're kind of both built that way. I think both of coaches wise, we're probably both in that era where we see a lot of that, and so that's always the worry. Even playing them is if they get hot and make three or four in a row, all of a sudden you're really battling.
Talking with Durant, Arkansas head coach Darren Lowenhagen tonight. One of the big things, and we've kind of talked about this before, the girls have to kind of go with that flow of the game because we're going to have ups and downs. You can't let the downs get to you.
Yeah, and we talk about that, and I think we're doing a good job of that right now, just competing through those things, giving maximum effort, trying to create good things for us, whether it's a loose ball, whether it's a rebound. Sometimes it's things that don't look like anything on the scorecard, but those are big plays in the game, whether it's offensive rebound that you hustle to, that you kick, and now we get an extra possession. Now we made a three on that possession where before we didn't get anything out of it, getting on the floor on a steal and recovering that ball and getting it to your teammate, and now we get one more possession that they no longer get. It's a lot of those little plays are really big in these types of games.
Going to be a fun one and a loud one tonight. Playoff-type atmosphere. Good luck, Coach. Talk to you after the game.
All right. Thank you.
That is Durant, Arkansas head coach Darren Lonehagen on the way. Starting lineups and tip-off. Yep, we got a doozy for you tonight. Durant, Arkansas at Colfax and girls high school basketball. Coming up next on Real Country 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durant, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH, Durant.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit. With world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
The Durand Improvement Group is committed to improving Durand's quality of life through involvement in our community. From Fun Fest to Music in the Park, Durand Dazzle Holiday, and more, the Durand Improvement Group's mission is to strengthen area businesses and improve our community welfare. DIG is open to all members of the community, not just businesses. You can help. Visit DurandImprovementGroup.org and become an individual member of the Durand Improvement Group today. This message is a public service of Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Your computer is a radio. Log on to RealCountry1430.com to listen online. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
And welcome back to Colfax High School as we are just moments away from tonight's Durand, Arkansas Colfax girls basketball game. I'm Brian Winnikins, and welcome to the men and women serving in the military listening to our broadcast on our streaming audio service at RealCountry1430.com. We thank you for your service, and we hope tonight's broadcast brings you a taste of home wherever you may be serving. Streaming audio being brought to you by Adam Super Service, your Partners Network Car Care Center, Durand, and also Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. We have our national anthem now. Our national anthem from Colfax High School. As we are just a few minutes away from tonight's broadcast. Also, a special welcome to those of you watching our broadcast on our streaming video service at our website at RealCountry1430.com. Streaming video being brought to you by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. And a special welcome to those of you watching as well on the Durand, Arkansas School District's YouTube channel as well. Well, let's give you our lineups tonight for the Durand, Arkansas Lady Panthers. 5-1 in the Dunn St. Croix, 11-2 overall. Coming out, number 2, senior Chloe Auth. Number 11, senior Edison Auth. Number 12, senior Victoria Kurth. Number 14, senior Emma Hoyt. And number 21, senior Sawyer Sibelko. Panthers in their black uniforms with the white numerals. They'll be going from right to left here for this first half. For the Colfax Vikings, 4-1 in the Dunn St. Croix, 8-3 overall. Coming out, number 4, senior Kaysen Goodell. number 12, junior Jordan Bowe. That's Jordan Bowie. Number 30, Sierra Shipman, the junior. Number 34, junior Bryn Sikora. And number 44, junior Clara Hadukovic. The Vikings in their white uniforms with the red numerals. They'll be going from left to right here in this first half. Throughout the night, we're going to be thanking our high school sports sponsors. And these are the businesses and organizations that bring you tonight's game. All of the sponsors, please thank them. Drop them an email, visit their business, and or give them a phone call. Tell them thank you for supporting these broadcasts, because without their help, well, on the radio you'd hear, and there wouldn't be nothing on YouTube, and it'd be really incredibly boring. So please thank all of our sponsors, including 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Riverside Grill. Visit the Riverside Grill for those daily specials like today's Friday fish fry or that Sunday chicken and a whole lot more. That's the Riverside Grill, downtown Durand. And O'Galley Cheese Factory featuring homemade pizza. O'Galley Cheese Factory, Highway 25, Durand. We're ready to go. And it's tip, and it's going to be controlled by the Panthers. We are underway back to Addis, or Chloe Auth to Sabelko, Sabelko to Auth, to Kurth, cross-court pass now to Hoyt. Hoyt's going to try and drive in from the top of the key, whistle and a jump, and going for the ball was number 30. That was Shipman forcing the jump. It goes back to Colfax. And inbounding it now on the far end is Sikora. And it's going to be a bomb, and it's intercepted. Intercepted first by Addison Auth, and a double dribble by Kurth, and so it will go back to Colfax. And so they'll inbound it right in front of us. We're on the very end here at Colfax High School, and that inbounding it is Bowie. Bowie now gets it inbounded to Shipman. Shipman drives inside, puts up the shot, overlays it. No good. Rebounded by Hoyt. Hoyt back to Auth. Chloe Auth now over to Sabelko. Sabelko now top of the key now to Kurth. Kurth left wing. Comes over to the top of the key now to Addison Auth on the right wing. Back to Sabelko. Try to work off the screen. Bounce pass inside to Addison Auth. Puts up a shot. No good. Gets the loose ball. Nope. Coming up with it is Colfax. And coming up with that is Hajdukovic, who will pass it off now to Goodell. No score here in this first quarter. Just early in the first half. Now inside pass. Shot put up by number 34. That's Sikora. No good. Rebounded by Addison Auth. Back to Chloe Auth. Chloe Auth to Sabelko on the right end, or on the right side, on the far side, over to Chloe. Chloe now at the right wing to Addison Auth, drives in from the top of the key, puts up the top tough shot, counted in the foul. And looks like the foul is going to be on, I'm going to say, Hajdukovic. And so going for the three-point play is Addison Auth. Panthers lead 2-0, 16:43 remaining in the first half. Free throw rims out, no good, and it'll be loose ball coming up with it is Hoyt. And Hoyt now back out to Auth. Auth over to Sabelko. Sabelko is, stolen. What a nice steal by Colfax. Back the other way is Goodell. Goodell, whistle travel. So back to the Panthers now. 2-0 Panthers lead. And inbounded to Chloe Auth. She'll come up across the timeline for the Panthers. Over to Addison Auth, left wing. Cross-court pass now to Kurth. Kurth comes over to the top of the key now to Sabelko. Sabelko, right wing. Post pass inside to Chloe Auth, driving right baseline. Oh, boy! Chloe Auth came in from that right corner. Got a perfect pass from Sabelko. 4-0 Panthers. Over to Goodell now. Stolen. Theft by Chloe Auth. Stop. Shot. Good. Now it's 6-0 Panthers. And so Colfax to inbound it. Inbounds it now to Goodell. Goodell still not across the timeline. Pass is tipped, but Goodell comes back up with it over to Shipman now. Shipman across the timeline for Colfax. She'll drive into the lane. Has to kick it back out to the wing. That is Goodell. Whistle. Travel. Panther ball. 6-0 Panthers lead, 15:38 remaining in the first half, or first half rather. And Addison off the inbounded on the far side to Chloe Young. Off now across the timeline. Comes over to the left wing. To Sabelko, top of the key to Kurth. Right wing, she'll drive inside. Kicks it back out to Addison off. Three ball, shot scored by Addison off. To make it 9-0 Panthers. And inbounded now to Goodell. Here comes the trap. Goodell trying to fight her way out. Gets across the timeline now. Over to Bowie. Bowie kicks it back out to the top of the key. And that back to Goodell now, right wing. Back to Bowie, top of the key. She's their leading scorer. She retreats back now. Over to the right wing to Goodell. Now into the corner. Back over to, nope, intercepted. Intercepted by Hoyt. Hoyt going back the other way. Lets everybody go by. Hands it off to Addison off. Addison off, top of the key. Kicks it to Chloe off on the left wing. Over to the top of the key to Hoyt now. Hoyt back over to Addison off, left wing. She'll drive inside. Kicks it back out to the top of the key. Over to Kurth. Kurth looking for a cutter. Nobody home. Now she fakes right, goes left. Has to kick it back out to Sabelko. Sabelko now at the top of the key. Over to the right wing. Hoyt, three ball on the way. Shot no good off the back of the rim. And a rebound, a whistle and a foul. Rebounded by Koufax. Foul on Chloe Oth on Benton. 9-0 Panthers lead. Yep, it's going to be on Chloe Oth. That'll be her first team foul. All right, so now let's see. McMahon coming in and Glaus coming in. And Kurth and Sabelko take a seat for the Panthers. Inbounding it now is Sakura. Sakura, here comes the bomb. And it's going to be caught this time. Shot put up. No good. And rebounded by McMahon. McMahon back over to Auth. That's Addison Auth now. Over to Hoyt. Hoyt left wing. Back to Addison Auth. Top of the key. Now to Chloe Auth, right wing. She'll drive inside. Puts up the shot high off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Bowie. Bowie on the far side. Comes back across the timeline for the Vikings. Panthers lead 9-0. Inside pass now to Sakura. Sakura on the right wing. Fakes right. Tries to drive right. Baseline can't do it. Has to kick it back out to the right wing to Bowie. Bowie, 15-footer. Shot put up. Rims out. No good. Rebounded by Hoyt. Hoyt across the timeline for the Panthers. Comes down to the right wing now. 9-0, Panthers lead. Addison off now, top of the key to Chloe. Chloe on the left wing, inside pass to Hoyt. Hoyt fakes right, goes left, puts up a shot, no good. Tip, loose ball. And Koufax, oh, what, nearly saving it was Goodell. But it's going to go back to the Panthers. 13:37 remaining, 9-0, Panthers. Inbounded to Chloe Oth now, and she'll come across the timeline. Off now over to McMahon. McMahon, right wing to Hoyt, top of the key to Addison off, left wing. Now to Chloe. Chloe over to Hoyt, right wing. Hoyt now trying to look for a cutter, but no one there. So back out to McMahon. McMahon now over to Addison off on the left wing. She'll come out to the top of the key now. Cross court pass over to McMahon. Right wing, three ball on the way. Shot no good. Rebounded by Goodell. Goodell now across the timeline for Koufax. Panthers lead 9-0 from the right wing or left wing. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. Rebounded by McMahon. McMahon to Chloe off. Across the timeline comes off. Off now over to McMahon. McMahon now to Addison off on the left wing. Over to the top of the key. Hoyt nearly lost the ball, but regains control top of the key. Back over to Addison off. Left wing. Three ball on the way. Addison off with another three. She's got eight. Timeout, Koufax. 12:39 remaining in the first half. 12-0 Panthers. And thank you to our high school sports sponsors, including Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit Martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Also, the Cell Block with the soup and salad bar on the weekdays. They also have other daily specials. That's the Cell Block, downtown Durand. Durand Improvement Group, many hands make light work. Volunteer to help with community events. Visit DurandImprovementGroup.org. For more information, the Paul Slusher Insurance Agency, your American Family Insurance agent serving the Durand and Chippewa Falls area, is Paul Slusher, American Family Insurance, insurance that fits your needs. Please thank all of our sponsors. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business, tell them thank you for supporting our broadcasts. Without their help, wouldn't be here tonight at Koufax High School. So Sakura now to inbound it on the far end. Sakura inbounds it now to Bowie. 12-0 Panthers lead. Full court Panther press this time. Over to Goodell. Goodell not across the timeline yet. Pass is tipped and intercepted by Sabelko. Sabelko back the other way. Tries to get it inside to Glaus, but intercepted by Koufax. And Koufax comes back the other way. That's Goodell now. Goodell now over to Sikora. Sikora now will drive in on the right baseline. Whistle foul. Foul, I think, is going to be on Glaus. Yep, that'll be on Glaus. That'll be her first second team foul. Koufax to inbound it right in front of us. And inbounded now to Nichols, who's in. Nope, check that. That is Sikora. Sikora looking for a cutter. No one there. And now bounce pass to Goodell. She'll drive into the lane. Tries to put up a shot, partially blocked. Oh, she's going to the line for two. They're going to call a foul on the Panthers. Is that going to be on? Yep, they're going to call that on Sabelko. Thank you to Ryan Sports Shop. Ice fishing is here. Visit Ryan Sports Shop for all of your ice fishing needs. Don't forget, tomorrow is the Clarence Schneider Memorial Ice Tournament and also winter event over in O'Galley. First free throw was good. We'll be out there as well. Come on out and join us. Also, Riverside Plaza now open for all of your car care needs. Riverside Plaza located at Duran, Napa, Madison Street, Duran. Both free throws are good by Goodell and Koufax on the board. 12-2, Panthers lead. Full court Koufax press now. Over to Sabelko, not across the timeline. Here comes the trap. Gets it to Kurth. Kurth now over to Glaus. Glaus, left or right wing, rather, gets over to McMahon. She's trapped. Bounce pass inside to Kurth. Over to Sabelko. Sabelko drives the lane. Counted in the foul. I think that's going to be on number 34, Sikora. Nope, check that. Number 30, that'll be on Shipman. So going to the complete, the three-point play will be Sabelko. 14-2, Panthers lead, 11:41 remaining in the first half. For free throw on the way is good. Three-point play complete, 15-2 Panthers. Now it's full-court Panther press. They're like, okay, you want to do that? We can do that too. Over to Goodell now. Goodell now gets across the timeline. Kicks it back out to the left wing. That is Sikora. Sikora now looking for a cutter. No one there. Nope, she's going to try and get it inside to Bowie. Bowie, turnaround shot. No good. Rebounded by Kurth. Kurth now hands it off to Sabelko. Sabelko will get across the timeline. Down to the top of the key now. Sabelko over to Paschal. Paschal, left wing. Three ball. Rims out. No good. Whistle. Foul on the Panthers. And that's going to be on Kurth. And so it'll be Viking ball, and Sikora to inbound it. And inbound it to Bowie. Bowie now coming up across the timeline. Whoa, foul is going to be on Glaus. Tripped, you bet. And so that'll be the fifth team foul. A little bit of foul issue here because still 11:07 left in the half here. Panthers already got five. Team fouls. 15-2 Panthers lead. Looks like Bowie's going to inbound it here, right at center court. And inbounds it to Goodell. Goodell will have to come back across the timeline now. And pass nearly intercepted, but coming up with it is Nichols. Nichols now, top of the key, looking for a cutter. No one there. Over to Sikora. Sikora back to Goodell. She'll drive into the lane. Puts up the shot. No good. Tip, 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 tip. And getting the rebound is Nichols. She tries to put up a shot. Nope. Stolen by Hoyt. Back over to Sabelko. Sabelko across the timeline. Now to Kurth. Kurth left wing. Kurth comes over to the top of the key now. Inside pat. Oh, she was looking for Chloe Auth, but threw the ball behind her out of bounds into the hallway. It'll go back to Koufax. And so inbounding it now will be Sikora. Sikora inbounds it to Goodell. As Chloe Auth in front of her, but Goodell, here comes the trap at half court, and it's going to be out of bounds. High pass to Bowie into the crowd. Back to the Panthers it goes. And so inbounded to Chloe Auth. Chloe across the timeline now to Kurth. Kurth on the right wing. Kurth looking for a cutter. Panthers lead 15-2. Round the horn we go. Now on the left wing is Addison Auth. Sanoth still looking, now has to give it over to Kurth. Kurth to White. White to Chloe Auth on the right wing. Inside now to Addison Auth. Kicks it back out to the top of the key. White, three ball, shot no good. Rebounded by Colfax. That's Shipman with the rebound. Across the timeline we go. Coming in is Nichols from the left wing. She gets cut off. Now kicks it back out to the right wing. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. Rebounded by White. White over to Chloe Auth. Chloe Auth across the timeline for the Panthers. Panthers lead 15-2. 9:44 remaining in the first half. To Kurth now. Kurth to Chloe. Chloe over to Hoyt. Hoyt now looking for Addison Auth, and ball was tipped, but coming up with the loose ball is Sikora, or is Sabelko rather. Sabelko now back over to Addison Auth. Addison Auth now to Hoyt. Hoyt top of the key to Kurth. Kurth right wing. Kurth now tries to work off the screen from Hoyt. She'll drive into the lane. Oh, has to kick it back out to Addison Auth. Now over to Chloe Auth. Chloe Auth right wing. Looking for someone inside. Can't drive inside. Cross court pass to Hoyt on the left wing to Kurth left corner. Kurth now. She'll try to drive in from the wing. Whistle. Foul. Foul will be on Colfax. It's going to be on number 30. That's going to be on Shipman, her second. And so it'll stay Panther ball. And Chloe Auth will inbound it on the far end. 9:10 remaining in the first half. 15-2 Panthers. Inbounded to Addison Auth. Addison Auth now kicks it back out to Chloe. Left wing, three ball. Shot no good. Rebounded by Hoyt. Kicks it back out to Sabelko, top of the key. Over to Addison Auth now on the left wing. Auth now to Chloe. Chloe over to Kurth. Kurth on the right corner. Comes out to the wing now. She'll drive inside. Stop in the lane. Shot off the back of the rim. Does not get the shooter's roll. And it's going to be off of Kurth trying to go for that rebound. Colfax ball and Sikora to inbound it. Full court Panther press. 15-2 Panthers. 8:48 remaining in the half. Inbounded now to Goodell. Goodell does get across the timeline now. Goodell bounce pass over to Hajdukovic, who's back in. Now they come back out to the wing to Goodell. Goodell now over to Nichols. Nichols right wing. Inside pass to Bowie. Bowie kicks it back out to the wing. Three ball. Rims out. No good. And Kurth fighting for it and comes up with it. Back to Chloe Auth. Chloe Auth to Sabelko. Sabelko to Hoyt. Hoyt left baseline. Comes over to the lane. Puts up a shot hard off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Nichols. Nichols over to Goodell. Again, 15-2 Panthers. Approaching the 8-minute mark. And trying to drive inside is Goodell. Puts up a shot. No good. Loose ball. Still a loose ball. And coming up with it is Colfax. That was Sikora. Now they get it back over to Hajdukovic on the left wing. Hajdukovic comes to the top of the key. They dish it back out to Bowie. Bowie into the lane. Puts up the tough shot. Good. 15-4 Panthers. Over to Addison Auth now. Addison Auth on the left wing. Back to Hoyt. Hoyt over to Kurth now on the right wing. Back to Addison Auth at the top of the key to Hoyt on the right wing. And they stay on the outside now. Addison Auth, left wing, does a head fake, drives inside, puts up a tough shot up and in. Oh, Addison Auth having a heck of a half so far. She's up to 10. 17-4, Panthers. And back the other way now comes Goodell. Nearly stolen, whistle foul. I think it's going to be on Chloe Auth. And so it'll stay Colfax ball. And inbounding it right by the scorer's table will be Bowie. And Bowie now inbounds it to Goodell. Goodell, top of the key now to Hurlburt, who's in. Back to Nichols. Nichols now to Sikora. Sikora has to retreat back towards center over to Goodell. Goodell now, she'll try to drive in from the top of the key. Lays it up and in. Did a little bit of a head fake. Up and in, 17-6 Panthers. And Chloe Auth now across the timeline. 6:45 remaining in the half. Over to Hoyt now. Hoyt back to Addison Auth. Addison Auth to Chloe. Chloe left wing. Chloe, she's going to drive in. Puts up a tough shot. Over. Lays it. No good. Rebounded by Sikora. Sikora back to Goodell. Goodell across the timeline for the Vikings. And back to Bowie now. Bowie at the top of the key. Fakes right. Goes left into the lane. Does a spin move but has to kick it back outside to Goodell. Goodell now at the top of the key. Comes to her left. Comes into the lane. Trying to work through a couple of defenders. Left, right, up, shot. Good, no good. Tip, 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 and whistle. going to be a jump ball. I think that goes to the Panthers. Glaus and McMahon coming in while Kloiath and Kurth come out. 6:07 remaining in the half. 17-6 Panthers. Inbounded now to Sabelko. Sabelko across the timeline. Over to Hoyt. Hoyt on the left wing. Hoyt now back to Addisonoff to Sabelko. Sabelko trying to work off the key. Back inside to Addisonoff. Inside to Hoyt. She can't hang on to the ball. Regains control. Up and in. Oh, Emma Hoyt dropped the ball, but then she managed to pick it back up. Up and in. And back the other way now is Goodell. Goodell now. Three ball on the way. Shots good by number 14, Hurlburt. 19-9 Panthers. And across the timeline now to Hoyt. 5:28 remaining. Hoyt now over to McMahon. McMahon cross-court pass to Addisonoff. Right wing now inside to Hoyt. Hoyt fakes right, goes left. Now kicks it back out to the wing to Sabelko. Three ball on the way from the left wing. Shot no good. Loose ball. Hoyt comes up with it. Hoyt now fakes right, goes left, and has to kick it back out to Glaus. Glaus left corner. Three ball. Shot rims out. No good. Rebounded by Bowie. Bowie now over to Goodell. Goodell across the timeline for the Vikings. Panthers up by 10. Three ball on the way. Shot rims out. No good. And Sabelko with the rebound. And she'll bring it back the other way for the Panthers. Under 5 minutes remaining. To Hoyt now, left wing. Our Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency and the Security Financial Bank halftime show coming up. Addisonoff, right corner. Three ball. Air is an air ball. No good. Rebounded, or coming up with it is Bowie. Bowie back the other way for the Vikings. Kicks it back out to the top of the key. Three ball on the way off the back of the rim. No good. And Sabelko comes up with the rebound. Back to the Sabelko as she goes across the timeline. Now to Hoyt. Hoyt left wing. 19-9 Panthers. Hoyt into the lane. She's going to lay it up. Over. Lays it. No good. Rebounded by Goodell. Goodell across the timeline for Colfax. And now over to the left wing. And that is Bowie. Bowie drives into the lane, puts up the shot, no good. Glaus with the rebound. Back to Sabelko. Sabelko now coming across the timeline. Over to McMahon. She'll try to drive in from the left wing. Back out to Sabelko. Cross-court pass to Addisonoff now. Addisonoff now over to McMahon on the left wing. Back to Sabelko, also on the left wing. To the top of the key to Hoyt. Hoyt to Glaus. Glaus to Addisonoff on the right wing. Now to the top of the key, Hoyt. Hoyt, three ball on the way. Shot off the back of the rim. No good. Crashing the glass is Addisonoff, but they get it back out to Glaus. And Glaus now to Sabelko. Sabelko to McMahon. McMahon, top of the key now to Addisonoff. Head fakes, comes in from the right wing, puts up the shot, up and in. Addisonoff with 12 now. 21-9 Panthers. And inbounded now to Goodell. 3:17 remaining in the half. Again, our Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency and Security Financial Bank halftime show coming up. Goodell now at the top of the key now. Back to Nichols. Nichols on the, or check that, that is Sakura. Oh, that is Nichols. Nichols on the right wing now to Bowie. Bowie to Nichols. Three ball on the way. Shot's good that time. That was Sakura. And so now 21-12 Panthers. Over to Addisonoff. Back to Glaus. Glaus now to McMahon. 2:46 remaining. Excuse me. Hoyt back to Addisonoff on the left wing. Tries to drive inside. Back to the wing to Sabelko. Head fakes the shot. Now keeps it on the outside. Hoyt left wing. Three ball. Emma Hoyt with the three to make it 24-12. 2:28 remaining in the half. Bounce pass now to Bowie to inbound it. Glaus in front of Bowie. Bowie fakes right, goes left, gets across the timeline, keeps it herself. Nope, dishes it out to the left corner. Three ball, shot, no good. Rebounded by Sabelko. And Sabelko now across the timeline for the Panthers, approaching the two-minute mark. Over to McMahon. McMahon now, she'll try to drive in. Kicks it back out to Hoyt. Hoyt nearly lost it, loose ball. She'll come back up with it. And Hoyt now comes down to the right wing, hands it off to McMahon at the top of the key. Back to Sabelko. Sabelko now to Addison off the top of the key. Now to the left wing. Over to Sabelko, left corner. Tries to work off the screen. Offensive foul on Glaus. Minute 41 remaining. Bonus the rest of the way now for the Vikings. Kurth comes back in Let's see. Paschal is in. Chloe Auth is in. Sabelko takes a seat. Hoyt takes a seat. And Glaus, I think, takes a seat. So inbounding it on the far end will be Sakura. Panthers lead 24-12, minute 41 remaining. Over to Goodell now. Goodell working off the screen. Will get across the timeline. And comes over to the top of the key now. Dishes it to Bowie. Bowie over to Nichols. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. Rebounded by Kurth. Whistle. Jump ball, they'll call it. It'll stay with Colfax. Goodell to inbound it here right in front of us. Looking, and gets it over to Bowie. Bowie now works off the screen into the lane. Has to kick it back out to the wing. Over to Sakura. Fakes left, goes right, but gets cut off. Now bounce pass inside to Bowie. Shot put up, no good. Rebounded by McMahon. McMahon over to Chloe Auth. Chloe Auth to Addison Auth. Addison Auth now keeps it herself. Hands it back off to McMahon. McMahon head fakes the three. Whistle travel on McMahon. Minute six remaining. 24-12. Panthers. And inbounding it now will be Sakura. Inbounds it to Goodell. Goodell now. Cross-court pass to Bowie. Bowie keeps it herself. Bounce pass now over to Nichols. Shot put up and in. From the left baseline, 24-14, under a minute remaining. Panthers lead. Over to Kurth now. Kurth back to Auth. That's Chloe Auth. Excuse me, to Addison Auth from the top of the key. Kicks it back out to Chloe Auth now. She'll drive in. Puts up the shot. Does not get the shooter's roll. Gets her own rebound. Foul. And Auth to the line for two. And foul will be on number 30. That's going to be on Shipman. And thank you to Anibis Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro Lawn and Garden Equipment dealer, Highway 25, Duran. They also do small engine repair. First free throw on the way. No good. Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service, offering plumbing and septic services for new construction or repairs. Call Chris at Bauer Plumbing and Septic, 672-8224. Goodrich Funeral Homes, serving the Durand area for five generations. Find out about pre-planning funeral services. Visit GoodrichFH.com. Please thank all of our sponsors. They make our broadcast possible here on WRDN. Next free throw off the back of the rim, no good. Rebounded by Addison Auth. Over to McMahon now. To Chloe Auth. Chloe Auth to Kurth. Kurth, right corner, three ball. Shot no good. And it's going to be loose ball. And it's going to be nice play by number 34. That was Sakura. She managed to throw the ball off of McMahon, or off of Addison Auth. It goes out of bounds, and it will be Colfax ball. 20 seconds remaining, 24-14 Panthers. Inbounded now to Goodell. Colfax goes for the last shot. Over to Bowie. 12 seconds remaining. To Hajdukovic now, back to Bowie, staying on the outside to Goodell, trying to draw out the Panther defense to get something opened up. Bowie squares up, three ball on the way, rims out, no good. Rebounded by Addison Auth. 1 second left, she won't try to take the shot. We're at halftime with the Panthers leading 24-14. It's Durand, Arkansas girls basketball on WRDN.
Time for the SFB Security Financial Bank and the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency Halftime Show. Brought to you by Security Financial Bank. Secure your future at Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. And by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, your independent insurance agent, downtown Durand.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of ANSAE & Associates.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. Israel's full cabinet signed off on the three-phase Gaza hostage release ceasefire deal. Phase one is supposed to start Sunday.
The release of the first hostages, 33 of them, are set to be freed over the next 6 weeks in exchange for hundreds of Palestinians that Israeli officials have imprisoned. There have been a lot of challenges in reaching this point, but this, again, is just the start of the first phase of this agreement. There are still several more phases.
ABC's Selena Wang. With much of the U.S. about to get a crippling blast of Arctic air, President-elect Trump ordered Monday's inauguration moved indoors under the Capitol Rotunda, the Capitol One Arena, to be open for a live viewing. The Biden administration announced that weight loss diabetes drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy are now on Medicare's list of medications whose prices to be negotiated directly with the pharmaceuticals. 25 medications now on the list. This is ABC News.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Attention all egg producers. It's the 2025 Chippewa Valley Egg Conference Thursday, February 20th from 9 to 3:30 at Florian Gardens, Eau Claire. This full-day event presented by Security Financial Bank features a keynote address by ag strategist Doug Johnson, breakout sessions on tax planning, dairy market updates, and more, plus a panel discussion on modern ag challenges and opportunities. Registration is $30 and includes lunch. Register by February 13th. Visit sfbank.com for registration information. SFB, member FDIC. I see.
The divisional round of the NFL's postseason set to kick off this weekend. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Action starts tomorrow when two-time defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City plays host to the Houston Texans. That'll be followed by top seed in the NFC, the Detroit Lions, hosting the Washington Commanders. Then Sunday, two more games. Eagles welcome the Rams to Philadelphia in the divisional round, followed by the Buffalo Bills playing host to the Baltimore Ravens. Men's college basketball from the Horizon League tonight. Youngstown State at Milwaukee. Robert Morris at Green Bay. Phoenix trying to end their 13-game losing streak. College hockey, top-ranked Badger women are at St. Thomas. And the Badger men hosting Long Island in the first of a 2-game set at the Kohl Center tonight. And baseball fans continue to mourn the death of baseball icon Bob Uecker, who lost his battle with cancer on Thursday morning at the age of 90. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Johnson joins Field at Daytona and Charlotte. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today. Brought to you by eBay. eBay, things people love.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part?
Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
A new season is fast approaching. Stay up to date with all the changes for 2025 on NASCAR Hot Pass.
it has potential to help out all the teams. You know, Gabe Hart is an incredibly smart person.
From crew chief and driver changes to schedule enhancements, NASCAR Hot Pass has it covered.
Schedule variation works, and it's proven that it works.
NASCAR Hot Pass, weekday mornings on the Motor Racing Network.
Jimmy Johnson takes his Chevrolet to the bottom of the racetrack. Dale Earnhardt Jr. will look to the inside, look to the outside, but he will not get it done. And Jimmy Johnson has won the Daytona 500 for the second time in his career.
Seven-time NASCAR Cup Series champion and Legacy Motor Club co-owner Jimmy Johnson will attempt to qualify for next month's Daytona 500 and the Coca-Cola 600 in May. If the pilot of the number 84 Carvana Toyota should qualify, the 500 would be his 22nd start in the Great American Race, and Charlotte, where he made his first Cup Series start, would mark his 700th event. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
For the latest news and issues affecting agriculture, join me, Chip Flory, with AgriTalk weekdays at 1 on Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Welcome back to Colfax High School. Halftime, 24-14, Panthers lead. And from the JV game tonight, Durant, Arkansas won that game 32-20. In that first half, Addison Othell leading the way for the Panthers with 12. And again, Panthers came out with that lead right away in that first half. What a 9-0 lead. Boy, they probably want to do the exact same thing here to start this second half. We have second half action coming up as the Panthers leading it 24-14. It's Durand, Arkansas girls basketball on Real Country 1430 AM stereo, WRDN Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM translator W297CH Durand. Second half action on the way.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Welcome back to Colfax High School as we get ready for the second half. Panthers leading 24-14. Thank you to our high school sports sponsors, including Elsevia Co-op, your certified Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor, SFB Security Financial Bank, where electronic banking is easy, 212 West Prospect Street, Durand, and Advent Health, Durand. Time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. Please thank all of our sponsors. Give them a call. Drop them an email. Visit their business. Tell them thank you for supporting these broadcasts. Without the support of these businesses and organizations, we wouldn't be here tonight. So please thank our sponsors for supporting our broadcasts. All right, Panthers will be going from left to right. Colfax right to left. For those of you watching, Panthers will be going from near to far, and Colfax will be going from far to near, and the Vikings will be going from near to far. There we go. Since we're on the end. here at Colfax High School. And it looks like Panthers shall get the ball to start this second half. See what kind of defensive adjustments Colfax makes here, if they go more into a zone or if they try to really crank it up on the Panthers. Inbounded to Chloe Auth. We are underway with the second half. Auth now over to Addison Auth. Addison Auth on the left wing. Inside pass to Kurth. Kurth kicks it back out to Auth. Auth, three ball on the way. Shot no good. And coming up with it, whistle. Jump ball. It'll be Colfax ball anyway. Boy, I think that might have been a quick whistle. One of the keys as well for the Panthers in that first half, they got a lot of second and third opportunities on the offensive side of the ball. Inbounded to Goodell now. And Goodell will come across the timeline for, well, the pass was tipped. Now give to Bowie, back to Goodell. Now we're across the timeline, and not ball's loose, but the Vikings come back up with it. Hajdukovic now over to Bowie. Bowie right wing. Bowie now on the far side in a little bit of trouble as Sabelko in her face. Now gets it back to Goodell. Goodell, bounce pass to Bowie. Bowie, cross-court pass, intercepted by Kurth. Kurth to Addison Auth. Addison Auth back the other way, puts up the shot, offensive foul on Auth. So we'll go back to Colfax. And inbounded now to Goodell. Goodell not across the timeline yet to Bowie. Bowie back to Goodell. Now we're across the timeline. Over to Bowie on the far side. Bowie, cross-court pass to Goodell. Bounce pass now over to, and it's going to be intercepted. This time Addison off by herself. She shouldn't have it. Overlays it. Rebounded by Kurth. Kurth up and in. And so now back the other way.